After more than a year in an Egyptian jail, Al Jazeera reporter Peter Greste is a free man. Today, the Australian journalist likened his release to a rebirth, but he says he feels incredible angst for the two Al Jazeera colleagues who were jailed with him. Egyptian citizen Bahar Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy, a Canadian Egyptian, remain in prison. The three were accused by Egyptian authorities of spreading false information and assisting the now banned Muslim Brotherhood. Our friend and colleague Borzu Daragahi is in Cairo. He says the order to release Peter Greste came from the very top.
Well, essentially last year, the president of Egypt, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, issued a decree that if a foreign national is convicted in Egypt, he can, on a presidential order, continue his legal process abroad. This was the sort of extradition agreement that led to Peter Greste's freedom.
Right. And there is a caveat, I understand, with that. He's going to have to now stand trial in Australia?
He's going to have to stand trial in Australia. But, like, keep in mind that this case, a ludicrous, absolutely absurd mockery of a trial that he and the two others faced, has already, even by an Egyptian court, been vacated. So he is basically free on appeal to some extent.
Yeah, so what about the fate of these two other hostages, Mohamed Fadel Fahmy and Bahar Mohamed?
Well, for Mohamed, Egyptian-Canadian, Mohamed Fahmy, he is a dual national, Canadian-Egyptian. And the word is that he faces a sort of harsh dilemma. If he renounces his Egyptian citizenship, he can be freed based on this same criteria that Peter Greste was freed. But I know Mohamed. We're friends. And this would be a very harsh thing for him. This is a man who has chosen to live in Egypt despite having the skill set to be able to live anywhere in the world, really. A guy with a Canadian passport. He chose to live here. He was a complete political junkie. He's the kind of guy who wakes up in the morning and reads every single Egyptian newspaper and knows what's going on here. So I think it would be a very harsh decision for him to renounce his Egyptian citizenship.
So their fate for the time being then is they're going to be in jail.
For the time being, they're going to be in jail, but Mohamed might take the offer. You know, I mean, if you had the choice, renounce your Egyptian citizenship and live in Canada or serve out what could be a 6-year prison sentence, what would you do?
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, did Egypt create this law, this deportation law for foreign journalists, in a way to give themselves an easy out for journalists like Peter Greste and perhaps Mohamed Fahmy to get them out of the country and take one more problem off their table?
I think so. And you got to look at the way this law came about. It was essentially President Abdel Fattah Sisi issuing a decree giving himself the authority to do this. You know, I mean, it's good to be the king. There was not a lot of due process. There was not a lot of legal scrutiny of this whole thing. And it seemed tailor-made to get rid of the Al Jazeera trial, which has been bringing a lot of pressure, a lot of diplomatic and political and international criticism of the Egyptian regime, shining a rather unflattering light on the Egyptian government and its judiciary, a judiciary which just today sentenced yet again another large group of people on trial for an attack on a police station in 2013 to death. Now, this case will probably be scrutinized by a higher court and will more likely than not be overturned, but it just shows the nature of the justice system here.
Yeah, the judge who handed down the death sentences also sentenced Peter Greste and the other hostages back in the day. Were you surprised with this ruling today?
Nothing really surprises me anymore. We had a case last year where over 500 people were sentenced to death. This is just the nature of the judiciary system here. The judges are not held to very high standards. There's very little scrutiny of the judiciary decisions. As a matter of fact, if you criticize the judiciary's decision, that's actually a crime.
I'm just curious, how many of those death sentences are actually carried out, Borzu?
So far, none of them have been carried out, and it's probably doubtful any of them will be carried out. But still, it's a stain not only on Egypt and its judiciary, but it's a stain on these people, the individuals. That's a big punishment in itself, that you were sentenced to death and then the sentence was later commuted. This is something that will mark you for your whole life.
Do you think we'll actually see a trial for Peter Greste at some point in Australia?
I seriously doubt it. I mean, this is a man who's been through so much already. I can't imagine the Australian authorities would do anything like that. They might just have a pro forma procedure whereby he goes before a judge and all of the charges are immediately dismissed against him in a private chambers or something. But I seriously doubt the Australians would put this poor man through even more agony than he's already been through.
That was reporter Borzu Daragahi speaking with me from Cairo.